Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechas Yuma Daf Chav Beis, the beginning of the second perek Barishona. The second perek has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Marcel Scheinman of Woodmere, New York, in loving memory of his father Yisrael Isser Ben Zion Ben Yaakov Alvishal Meiz Neshama, have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one. Point number one, the opening mission of the second perek states, Barishona kol mi shirotzu lisrom es hamizbeach torim. At first, any kohen who wanted to do the Trumas Edeshin, which is separating the ash from the mizbeach, may do so. The Gemara asks, why did the Rabbanan not depend on casting lots to select the Kohen for the Avodah, which was the method used for all the other daily Avodahs? And the answer is that at first the Rabbanan thought, Kevin d'Avodah z'laylahi, lo chashivahu v'lasu. Since the Trumas Edeshin is a nighttime Avodah, it would not be considered important by the Kohanim, and they would not come to quarrel over it. But once Rabbanan saw the Kohanim fight over the matter, tekinu l'paisa, they institute casting lots for the position. Others explain the reason that originally the Rabbanan thought, Kevin de'eka onashena, since at the time the ashes are separated, before daybreak, there's an overwhelming desire to sleep on the part of many people, the Kohanim will not volunteer for the service. When they saw that they did come, and it led to a sakana, they institute the pious. When the Gemara challenges this answer, since burning the limbs and fats is done late at night when there's a desire to go to sleep, yet Kohanim were selected by lots, the Gemara answers that a person's inclination to go to sleep is not as strong as his inclination to stay sleeping and not wake up. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that in the case that two Kohanim raced up the ramp and reached the top at the same time, a tempo appointee would have the Kohanim put out their fingers for a count to see who would be selected to do the Trumas Edeshin. The Gemara asks why they did not simply count the Kohanim, and answers that the Mishnah supports Rabbi Yitzchak who taught, Asa limnos es Yisrael afil dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to count Jews through a head count, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, as it's written regarding Shaul counting his soldiers, v'yifkedem bevazek, v'yifkedem bevazek. He counted them with pot charts. Ravashi says it's learned from Vayishma Shaul Za'am Yifkedem B'Tlaim, and Shaul had all the people summoned, and he counted them through lambs. Rabbi Elazar said, Kolamones Yisrael over Belov. Whoever counts Jews transgresses a negative commandment, as it's written, Vayam Mispar B'nei Yisrael Kocho Ayam Ashol Yimad. The number of B'nei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says he transgresses two of him, as it's written, lo yimad lo yisaper, which cannot be measured or counted. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Malchus of Beis Shaul not endure? Mipnei shlo yabo shum dofi, because there was no flaw of yichus in his family. Rashi explains that the kings destined to issue from him would therefore rule arrogantly. David's Malchus endured because he was descended from Rus, who was from Moab. This explanation is based on what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shim ben Yehotzadak. We do not appoint a leader of the community unless he's a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning his flaws and his yichus. So that if he becomes arrogant, we can say to him, turn around and see what's behind you. So once again, the three points are number one. The opening mission of the second parak states, Barishona kol mi shirotzu lisrom es hamizbeach torim, at first any kohen who wanted to do the Trumas Edeshin, which is separating the ash from the Mizbeach, may do so. The Gemara asks, why did the Rabbanan not depend on casting lots to select the Kohen for the Avodah, which was the method used for all the other daily Avodahs? And answers that at first the Rabbanan thought, Kevin d'Avodah z'laylahi lo chashivahu v'lasu. Since the Trumas Edeshin is a nighttime Avodah, it will not be considered important by the Kohanim, and they would not come to quarrel over it. But once the Rabbanan saw that the Kohanim fight over the matter, takinu l'paisa, they institute casting lots for the position. Others explain the reason that originally the Rabbanan thought that Kevin de'eka onashena, since at the time the ashes are separated before daybreak, there's an overwhelming desire to sleep on the part of many people, the Kohanim will not volunteer for the service. When they saw that they did come, and it led to a sakana, they institute the pious. When the Gemara challenges this answer, since burning the limbs and fats is done late at night when there's a desire to go to sleep, yet Kohanim were selected by lots, the Gemara answers that a person's inclination to go to sleep is not as strong as his inclination to stay sleeping and not wake up. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that in the case that two Kohanim race up the ramp and reach the top at the same time, a temple appointee would have the Kohanim put out their fingers for a count to see who would be selected to do the Trumas Edeshin. Now the Gemara asks, why didn't they simply count the Kohanim? And answers that the Mishnah supports Rabbi Yitzchak who taught, Asa limnos es Yisrael afil dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to count Jews through a head count, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. As is written regarding Shaul counting his shoulders, Vifkadem Bevazik, he counted them with pot shards. Ravashi says it's learned from Yishma Shaul Sa'am Vifkadem Betlaim, and Shaul had all the people summoned, and he counted them through lambs. Rabbi Elazar said, Kol Hamones Yisrael over Belov. Whoever counts Jews transgresses a negative commandment, as it's written, Vayam Mispar B'nei Yisrael Kocho Ayam Asher Lo Yimad. the number of Bnei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says he transgresses two of him, as it's written, V'yimad v'yisaper, which cannot be measured or counted. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Malchus of Beishal not endure Mifnei Shalohaya Boshum Dofi? Because there was no flaw of Yichus in his family. Rashi explains that the kings destined to issue from him would therefore rule arrogantly. David's Malchus endured because he was descended from Rus, who was from Moab. This explanation is based on Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishim ben Yehoa Tzadak, Ein ma'min parnas al tzibre el im ken kupa shol shratzim tuliwa ma'achrab. We do not appoint a leader of the community unless he has a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning he has flaws in his yichus. Shim tazuch daito alab omrin lo chazom racharecha. So that if he becomes arrogant, we can say to him, turn around and see what is behind you. All right, so now we go to our simmer dav chav beis, and our standard simmon is a taxi cab. So here goes. The early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the trumas adeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels, and bet that the kohen with flaws in his yichus would be the winner. Once again, in slow motion. The early morning cab driver, that must be more dav chav beis. The early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the trumas adeshen, which reminds the Gemara, why did the Rabbanan not depend on casting lots to select the kohen for the avoda of trumas adeshen? The answer is that at first the Rabbanan thought that since the trumas adeshen is a nighttime avoda, it would not be considered important by the kohanim, and they wouldn't come to quarrel over it. But once Rabbanan saw that the kohanim fight over the matter, takinu l'paisa, they institute casting lots for the position. Others explain that originally the Rabban thought they came into Eka Odin Shena, since at the time the ashes are separated, before daybreak, there's an overwhelming desire to sleep on the part of many people. The Kohanim will not volunteer for this service. When they saw that they did come, and it led to Sakana, they institute the pious. When the Gemara challenges this answer, since burning the limbs and fats is done late at night, when there's a desire to go to sleep, yet Kohanim were selected by lots, the Gemara answers that a person's inclination to go to sleep is not as strong as his inclination to stay sleeping and not wake up. So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the trumas adeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, in the case that two kohanim race up the ramp and reach the top at the same time, a temple appointee would have the kohanim put out their fingers for a count to see who would be selected to do the trumas adeshen. The Gemara asks why they didn't simply count the kohanim, and answers that the Mishnah supports Rabbi Yitzchak, who taught, Asalimnos es Yisrael, afil dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to count Jews through a head count, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. As it's written regarding Shaul counting his shoulders, he counted them with potsherds. Rav Ashi says, the limb of the pasuk, and Shaul had all the people summoned, and he counted them through lambs. Rav Elazar said, Kol amonos Yisrael over belav, whoever counts Jews transgresses a negative commandment, as it's written by Yam Misbar Bnei Yisrael, Kocho Hayam, Hashol Yamad. The number of Bnei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, he transgresses two of him, as it's written, Vol Yimad, Vol Yisaper, which cannot be measured or counted. So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the trumas adeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels, and bet that the kohen with flaws in his yichus would be the winner. Which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Malchus Beis Shaul not endure? Because there was no flaw of yichus in his family. Rashi explains that the kings destined to issue from him would therefore rule arrogantly. David's Malchus endured because he was descended from Rus, who was from Moab. This explanation is based on Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishim ben Yehoa Tzadak, Ein ma'min parnas al tzibur elim ken kupa shol shratzim tuliyu lo ma'achrav. We do not appoint a leader of the community unless he has a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning he has flaws in his yichus. Shim tazuch daito alav omrin lo chazu ma'acharecha. So that if he becomes arrogant, we can say to him, turn around and see what is behind you. So once again, the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the trumas adeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels, and bet that the kohen with flaws in his yichus would be the winner. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazorah. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simmer Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. The wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, which reminds the next Mishnah states, on the morning of every Yom Kippur, they stood the Kohen Gadol at the eastern gate of the Azorah, and they led before him oxen, rams, and sheep, so they should recognize them and be familiar with the Yom Kippur service. The grass, how is it possible the Kohen Gadol is not familiar with the Avodah? First time in the Braisa, the Pasuk states, Va'kohen ha-gadol me'echov, and the Kohen who is exalted above his brothers. She'a gadol me'echov b'koch, b'noi, b'chachma, u'ba'osher. This teaches that the Kohen Gadol must be greater than his brothers in strength, beauty, wisdom, and wealth. Rav Yosef answered that the Mishnah is referring to the period of Ba'isheni, when the corrupt kings of the Chashmonai began to sell the office of Kohen Gadol to the highest bidder, even if he wasn't familiar with the avodah of Yom Kippur. So, the wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, who covered his eyes whenever he saw a goat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that states, the goats were also brought before the Kohen Gadol in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, and asked why our Tana did not mention them. When the Gemara answers that since they come to atone for a sin, the Kohen Gadol might become despondent upon seeing them, the Gemara follows up and notes that a chatas bol should also not be brought since it comes to atone for sin. To this, the Gemara responds that since the chatas bol comes to atone for the Kohen Gadol and for all the Kohanim, if there's anyone among the Kohanim who has something that must be corrected, the Kohen Gadol is aware of it, and he gets him to do teshuva. However, among all Yisrael from whom the goats come to atone, he can't know who committed a sin. Therefore, seeing them will make him despondent. So the wealthy illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, who covered his eyes whenever he saw a goat, didn't realize his kal only married him for the money and was planning to get divorced as soon as he left town. Which reminds us, whenever Rav or Rav Nachman would visit a place, they would seek a woman who would be willing to marry them for the days they were there and then get divorced. When the Gemara asks how that's possible, given that there's a brisa that teaches that one should not marry women in different countries lest their children unknowingly come to marry one another, the Gemara answers Rabban and Kala Esalu, the rabbis were famous, so the children would be well known as their offspring. When Rava asked how it was still possible, given that the women were required to observe 7 clean days before the wedding, the Gemara answers that the rabbis would send a messenger in advance so the woman could prepare. Another answer was that the rabbis would only go privately with them, but would not engage in marital relations. Because there's no comparison between one who's bread in his basket to one who has no bread in his basket. Daf Yutes. So the symbol Daf Yutes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht passengers. Yacht. That must mean we're on Daf Yutes. The yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard, which reminds where Papa said the Kohen Gadol had 2 chambers, the Lishkas Bar Hedrin, where he stayed, and the Lishkas Beis Avtinas, where he went ahead to do Chafina, the Ketores. Where Papa didn't know which one was in the north and which one was in the south, and concludes the Lishkas Bar Hedrin was in the south, because if it was in the north, it'd be a big tircha for the Kohen Gadol to walk around the Azor in the morning to go to the mikveh, and then do the same after his immersion at the end of the day. The Gemara rejects Rav Papa's proof, saying, we purposely burden him more than necessary, so that if he's a tzaduki, he'll not seek the position. Alternatively, even if he's not a tzaduki, we burden him shul tazuk daitolav, so that he shouldn't become haughty on account of his position. So the yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard were so horrified when they saw a battered, dead Kohen Gadol dragged out, which reminds us. The Gemara brings an incident of a tzaduki Kohen Gadol that brought Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim while it was burning on the coals. One version of the story has this tzaduki, proud of his accomplishment, died a few days later and thrown into a trash heap, and worms crawled out of his nose. Another version relates that he was smitten on his way out of the Kodesh Kodashim while he was still in the Kodesh, for Bechia taught in a brisa which states that some sort of sound was heard in the Azara, indicating that a malach had come and struck him on his face. And when the Kohanim went to investigate, they found a mark like the sole of a rounded foot between his shoulders, which is a sign he was smitten by a malach, since the sole of their feet are like the sole of a rounded foot. So the yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard were so horrified when they saw a battered, dead Kohen Gadol dragged out that they made sure to only speak Torah the rest of the trip. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, "Vidibarta bam," and you should speak of them, referring to words of Torah, "Bam yeshachal rishos ledaber," you have permission to speak of Torah matters, but not of other matters. Rashi explains that this excludes worthless matters, such as idle chatter of children and kalos rosh. Rabbi Yochanan said the pasuk says, "Aseosan keva v'altasim arai." Make Torah matters a fixture in your life, and do not make them a temporary occupation. Rava said, "Hasach sichaschun over ba'ase." One engages in trivial conversation, transgresses a positive commandment, as the pasuk implies, "Bam v'lo b'dvar mecherim," of them, but not of other matters. Daf Chaf. So the simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes, Cafe 364 Cafe. That must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Cafe 364, which reminds us, on Daf Yutes, the Gemara taught that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brisa was brought that in the provinces they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zeichu and Mikdash, as a commemoration of the practice found the base of Mikdash, El Shayu Chotin. However, in a certain place, it would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. On this stuff, Abai and some say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the brisa is referring to Nardah. For Eliyahu said to Rav Sala the Chassid, you always say, why is Mashiach not come? And on the holiest days, a number of virgins were bed in Nardah. Rav Yehuda asked Eliyahu, what Kodesh Baruch Hu says about this? And Eliyahu replied, he says, "Pesach chatas rovetz." Sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzer Hara causes man to sin. Rav Yehuda then asked what the Satan says, and Eliyahu replied, the Satan Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. And Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time, which reminds the next Mishnah states, "Laisa kriyas a gever magas ad shahaisa azor malei Yisrael." And on the Chagim, even before the call of the gever arrived, the Azor was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their karbanas to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. There's a machlokes amoraim regarding the meaning of kriyas a gever. Rav said, "Kara gavra" means the call of a person. Rashi explains there was an officer in the Beis HaMikdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the avodah had begun. Rabbi Shiva said, Kara Tarnagola, it means the call of a rooster. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Shalosh Kolos Hochim Mesofa Olam Ad Sofa. Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, a sunset. And some say the sound of Ridja, which was the sound of the Malkin in charge of rain. The Rabban beseech Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Ubatalua, and they eliminated it. Dav Chafalv, so the symbol Dav Chafalv is a car, a ka. So here goes. The flying ka, that must be more Dav Chafalv. The flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that lists 10 miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, suggesting there are more than 10 miracles. Rabbi Levi said, the following statement is tradition passed down to us from our fathers, Makam Aron, Eino Min Amida, the space taken up by the Aron is not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers that the Tanna listed only the miracles that were visible outside and thus publicized. When the Gemara then asks why the fruit trees of gold that Shlomo Melech planted, that miraculously brought forth their golden fruits at their appointed time, were not included, the Gemara answers, Nisa de Kavia lo kachashi, miracles that were permanently fixed in the temple, were not included. He only listed miracles that were performed recurrently. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, crashed into a pillar of smoke, which reminds us two of the 10 miracles listed were that rain never extinguished the smoke from the maracha and that the smoke never dispersed, no matter how strong the winds were. The Gemara questions whether, in fact, there was smoke from the maracha based on a braisa that taught that five things were stated regarding the fire of the maracha. It crouched in the shape of a line, it was clear as the sun, it had substance, it consumed moist articles just like dry ones, and ve'ena mala ashen, it didn't produce smoke. The Gemara answers that the smoke referred to in the list of miracles was from the fire that was brought by the Kohanim, for it was taught in a braisa, the Torah states, v'nasnim b'nei Aaron ha'kohen eshal mizbeach, the sons of Aaron ha'kohen shall place fire on the mizbeach, afu b'she'esh yoretz min ha'shamayim, mitzvah l'havi min ha'hedyot, even though that fire comes from the heaven, there's a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted crashed into a pillar of smoke and got consumed by six types of fire. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Shesh Eshosen, there are six types of fire. The braisa explains, there's a fire that eats but doesn't drink, which is ordinary fire, which consumes solids and not liquids. It drinks but doesn't eat, which refers to the fire of ill people, which makes them thirsty but not hungry. It eats and drinks, which refers to the fire of Eliyahu, which licked up the water in the trench in the incident with the Nevi'i Baal. It consumes moist articles like dry ones, which refers to the fire of the Maracha. Yesh Esh Doche Esh, there's fire that repels fire, which is the fire of the Malach Gabriel. Yesh Esh Ocheles Esh, and there's a fire that consumes fire, which is the fire of the Shechina, referring to Hashem, burning up the fiery angels that argued against the creation of man. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of you in the Ravana Braid Rav Yitzchak said, the Lishka's base of time was very long and extended to both corners of the western side of the base of Moked, that's on Duff. Yidzayin. Good number two. Which of the Rabban did not originally institute a pious a lottery for the Trumas Adeshim because it was a nighttime avoda, so they didn't think Kohanim would fight over it. That's on Daf. Chabez. Good number three. Which of the that a goat was not brought before the Kongal because he'd become despondent since it's brought for the nation's sins. That's on Daf. Yudches. Good number four. Which of the Malchokas where the Kriyas HaGever refers to a rooster or to the one appointed in the base of Mikdash to call to the Kohanim Levim to begin work. That's on Daf. Chaf. Good number five. Which of the when the rain never extinguished the pillar of smoke from the Maracha and it was never dispersed by the winds. That's on Daf. Chaf Alav. Good number six. Which of the when it's forbidden to count Jews even for a Dvar Mitzvah. That's on Daf. Chaf Beis. Good number seven. Which of the when there are six types of fire. That's on Daf. Chafalov. Good. Number eight. Which of the learn that it's best to appoint a leader over the community that has a flaw in his yichus? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number nine. Which of the learn that Abai says the reason the Rabban hold that the Kohen Gadol gets one loaf of the Shtei Alechem is that it's not respectful to give him only a piece? That's on Daf. Yidzayin. Good. And number ten. Which of the learn that two of the three sounds that travel from one end of the earth to the other is the ball of the sun and the sound of Roman crowds? That's on Daf. Chaf. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.